You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, what is it like attending a big wrestling event when you're blind or partially sighted? Well, here to tell us all about it is Rob Sears. Rob, thank you so much for joining us here once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited about this one.
So before we get into all the wrestling of it all, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss for those who are unfamiliar?
Yeah, so I have choroideremia. I've had it since I was re-diagnosed in October of last year. Before that, I was told I had retinitis pigmentosa. So the two are very similar, but choroideremia has a slightly different prognosis. But they ultimately still lead to the same destination, which is blindness. So I lose a peripheral vision, and it ultimately leads to, you know, blindness. But we're not there yet, so we're not counting our chickens yet.
You are a big, big wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I'm the same. Love me some wrestling. How did you get bit by the bug?
Well, so I had two friends, Michael and Andrew, that lived across the road from me when I was younger in Felixstowe. And their dad was American Steve. And Michael was just a massive wrestling fan. And he would keep going on about wrestling. His favourite wrestler was Ric Flair. And our neighbours were a couple of Scottish boys, Chris and Clark. And they obviously, they love Rowdy Roddy Piper. And it was just like, what are these guys talking about? And they just kept banging on and on and on about it. And so we managed to watch a little bit of it. And it was just amazing. However, unfortunately, my parents at the time couldn't afford Sky TV. So there was no way for us to watch it. Unfortunately, I'm giving away my age now, but there was no internet. There was no social media. There was no TikTok. There was nothing. No Instagram, no Facebook. Nothing you could watch it on apart from TV. And we couldn't afford it. So when I moved away to university, that was when it truly, truly kind of took off for me. Because every Friday, every Saturday, we would sit in the TV room in a university in London, and there was three of us, and we would literally take over the TV room at 11 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
So you go from that, and by the sounds of it, you've not really had a dark period of dipping out of wrestling, to then, a couple of years ago, you go and see WrestleMania 40. First of all, before we get into the accessibility of seeing a big show like that, what was it like?
Oh, it was mad, absolute madness. Maybe people know about how the main event unfolded, but it actually turns out that people are saying WrestleMania 40, the main event on night two, was probably the best, one of, if not the best matches at WrestleMania. I think it was probably one of the best things I'd ever seen, to be fair. And I said to my wife, Lauren, I mean, she loved it as well. She absolutely loved it because The Undertaker made an appearance, and she just absolutely lost it. It was hilarious. But I said to her, I said, our wedding day was like the perfect day, but WrestleMania weekend in Philadelphia, yeah, mind-blowing, absolutely insane for so many reasons as well.
Accessibility-wise, what was it like getting tickets and getting to the venue? Because I know for a lot of people going to, say, big gigs or big sporting events, it's not always the easiest thing in the world. So how was the experience for you for getting to your seat?
So it's really interesting that the whole experience, so after I watched WrestleMania 39 and Roman Reigns beat Cody Rhodes, I just had a feeling, because the rumours were The Rock was coming back, and I'd always been a massive Rock fan. He was my first sort of fanboy of The Rock when I first got into wrestling. So the rumours were that he was going to be coming back. And when he didn't turn up at WrestleMania 39, I went upstairs to Lauren and I said, look, I need to be at WrestleMania 40. It's on my blind bucket list. Got to be there. And I've just got a feeling that Cody is going to beat Roman and The Rock is going to be there. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but we have to go. We have to be there. Now, like you said, getting tickets, the pressure of getting tickets when they're released, etc., is really difficult. So I found a company in the UK who organise ticket, flights, hotels. They literally sort the lot. You pay a little bit more than what you probably would pay for it if you did it all independently. But the problem that I have with my eyesight is that I miss little details. So I can book things happily, but I always miss things. So I've booked flights for me and Lauren before where we've flown out of one airport and flown back into a different one because I didn't see the detail on the under my excitement of getting done. So for the resting, I wanted to make sure that we had it done properly, and so we went through an agency. So from that perspective, it was super easy. The interesting thing when you get to actual events like that, I live in Norwich in the UK. When I'm moving around London, so when I come up to London to do things for the RNIB, London can be quite nasty in terms of accessibility. So people don't always look where they're going. They won't help you. People, you kind of feel on your own. Whereas when you go to America, interestingly, they can't do enough for you. We've got a lot of help. There's a lot of accessible facilities, toilets, etc., that you can use. And then in terms of the stadium, there's always people there and they can't do enough for you. So getting to the seats was easy. It really was. Really was easy. The strange thing was sitting in the stadium with my white cane and people sort of giving strange looks. Why is that blind man coming to watch wrestling? That doesn't make sense. As we know, it's not. It's not that simple, is it? 94% of us have some sort of usable sight, but the perception is obviously very different.
Absolutely. Just touching on something you said at the start of that answer, you said that Mania was on your blind bucket list. What else is on that list?
I can't reveal too much because it jinxes it. But so I want to go to Kona to do Ironman, like being the Ironman World Championship. I wanted to obviously get married to my wife. So there's things like that. Silly little things, own dogs, which I've now got four. Yeah, stuff like that. I've got another one. Well, yeah, another one coming out very soon. But I can't reveal it because I haven't told my mum yet. So she might be listening to this. So I can't give you the scoop. But I'm going to be selling something on Amazon very, very soon. If that gives you a little teaser. But getting to WrestleMania as a lifelong wrestling fan was just something that I felt I had to do.
And my final question for you, Rob, is any plans to go back, see another WrestleMania while they're still in the US, or are you looking to something like the big AEW show is happening at Wembley? Where's next for you in terms of seeing some live wrestling?
So I will go wherever, to be honest. If I had a lottery win, it would mean that I could probably go to a wrestling show every month. WrestleMania is expensive, and actually the funny thing is that we were standing in line to get into the fan expo, and there was somebody there that was saying, "I'm still paying off last year's WrestleMania, but I'm here for this one." It's very addictive. The whole experience is superb. The sound of it, the feel of it, the crowd reaction. It's amazing. I can see why when you've been to a live event, you can't wait to get back to the next one. So, in short, we try and get to whatever we can, whether it's in London at the O2, whether it's abroad. We haven't been to loads abroad. That's something that I'd definitely like to do. So, I need to keep working hard to get myself there. And Lauren.
Great stuff. Well, Rob Sears, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and talking graps.
Thank you.